We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is our 9 o'clock hour, and we are anticipating in 11 hours a spectacular basketball game. We need a real authority on it, and I don't know if there's anybody in this country better than Sports Illustrated's Andrew Sharp, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Andrew.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Andrew, this has been a crazy week, and we need you, your national perspective, to help us out right now with the Sixers because, I guess we'll start with Brett Brown. Game two, halftime, goes crazy. Big tirade, pep talk, wakes the team up, 51 points in the third quarter. What was your take on that when you heard about it?
My take on that was I was encouraged. I like Brett Brown, and I honestly, watching the first game and a half, I wasn't sure whether the team had just tuned him out. I mean, actually, I should give them credit because Ben Simmons came out and played a very different game in the first half of game two also, and Joel Embiid stopped taking threes, both of which I'm sure Brown emphasized. But I think it was really encouraging because the lack of energy in game one was a major red flag in terms of what Brown was able to convey to the Sixers and whether that team was really listening to him. So I think that's a good sign.
Andrew, the thing is, we have there was a story that came out in New York Daily News that kind of raised some of the issues we've had internally in our own brains about whether or not Brett Brown was a good playoff coach, whether he could motivate the team, because he's got like a paternal approach toward his players. Do you think he's got it? What's your take on him right now and how good a coach he is going to be as the games get bigger in the next few weeks?
Well, I think there are some fair questions to ask about the way he's using Simmons, the way they run things through Embiid. They sometimes lean on Embiid a little bit more than they probably should. But the thing, my ultimate take on Brett Brown is that focusing on him misses the point. If you're talking about what's going on with the Sixers, I mean, this is a team full of pieces that don't necessarily fit. They've accelerated the timeline, and they're trying to go win a title here for some reason that doesn't totally make sense to outsiders. And so I think you're asking a lot of a coach to try and put this team together on the fly. He's had maybe 10 or 15 games with everybody healthy, and I don't think their failures are necessarily a reflection of him, but more just of a plan that never made that much sense.
All right, Andrew, let me break that down a little. That's a fascinating comment. One of the things we've been debating is whether or not Embiid and Simmons' games fit. Do they fit?
That's the issue. I don't think they do. Okay. And it's not necessarily a shot at either one of them, but neither one can shoot. And you see in these playoff games, teams are packing the paint. You got three and four Nets defenders just sitting in there right around the hoop, daring these guys to shoot. And it's really hard to play offense when teams are going to do that. And if you can't shoot, so that's going to be a problem whoever they play. And that's not on Brett Brown. That's on the team. And it's sort of just bad luck because both of those guys are great players in their own right, but they don't necessarily make each other better. And it becomes complicated when you suddenly say, all right, well, the goal is winning a title right now. I think if you gave them a few years – and kind of decided to wait and see where everybody was in a couple years, then maybe the things could develop and get healthier. But if the goal is everybody's all in and let's go win, then, yeah, the fit is not great right now.
All right, then let's focus a little more on Simmons because I think he's in the crosshairs of the city right now, Andrew. The kind of the conventional wisdom on is we're not sure he's coachable. He can't fix the free throw issue, and he doesn't shoot outside at all. Those are limitations that wouldn't fit on any team, would they?
No, it's tough because he does have a ton of talent. And you saw in that first quarter against Brooklyn the other night, he looked awesome. And that's the player that everybody was so excited about. Everybody was comparing him to Magic Johnson and this and that. And I think elsewhere this season, it's been really frustrating to watch Ben Simmons because he doesn't seem to have improved whatsoever. And then there are moments against guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo where you just don't see the fight and you kind of expect to see him fight back more than he has. And I think obviously game two was a good sign in that regard, but you go back to that Celtics series and there were questions about the way he handled himself in that series. And so I don't blame, I'm honestly surprised that Philly hasn't been a little bit harder on him along the way here. Obviously he's 22 years old, but like, I think this is the postseason where the pressure is going to sort of intensify for him. And we'll see how he responds, but there are definitely some weaknesses that make it hard to build around him.
Yeah. Now, let me add the two new components and see if any of that stuff fits, Andrew. Jimmy Butler has been a go-to guy in the clutch, but he also seems like a personality that is far different than the other people. Give us your take on Jimmy within the context of this team.
Man, Jimmy is tough to figure out because honestly, he does have moments where you're like, wow, okay, so you really can just sort of stay off to the side for three quarters and then take over in the fourth quarter. And that has worked at times for the Sixers this year. But he also, like in game one, he has 35, 36 points. But it doesn't seem like he can do that within the context of like a healthy Sixers offense. It's like it's either him or everybody else. And I don't necessarily think that's a personality problem with him, but that is sort of a limit with his game and how he fits in a team context. He's sort of closer to Russell Westbrook than someone like Paul George. And that's a problem for Philly. And that's another reason that like when they traded for him, everyone could see it was not necessarily the best fit. And so, you know, we'll have to see. And I could easily, I think, the smart money is on him going elsewhere this summer. And I think that's going to be interesting to watch over the next few weeks. That's another thing that plays into the way they'll handle these games.
Wait a minute. You're telling me if you had to say right now, Butler doesn't come back next year as a free agent.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's certainly where the league is on this, in part because the Sixers are going to have to pay a ton of money. And I understand they've said all the right things about what they want to do this summer. But if it comes down to it, I mean, that's a lot of money they owe Jimmy Butler. And if he's not getting the full 5-year max, he's going to start to look elsewhere.
Wow. And then we got Tobias Harris. Andrew, I got to tell you,
there's games
when he's terrific and games where you forgot he's on the team.
When was the last game he was terrific?
Well, not for a while. But I need Andrew, Tobias Harris, what do we make of him? Help us with Tobias.
Oh, man, that's the Tobias Harris experience. I got to tell you,
yeah.
He's been like this everywhere he's been, where he'll have games where he just looks like a smooth scorer, like he's Carmelo Anthony out there. He's hitting everything. And then he does have these games where he just disappears. And I think he's in a tough spot. He's getting squeezed more than anyone with some of these chemistry issues that Philly has because he needs a steady stream of touches to get his offense going and to get in a rhythm, and that just doesn't always happen because of the other mouths to feed on the Sixers. And so I think that's one of the limits in his game is that he's not going to be able to just sort of pop in for 2 and 3 minute stretches where he takes over and then go stand by the side. But I don't blame you for being a little bit frustrated and a little bit mystified by Tobias Harris because I think that's been true of basically everyone who's ever watched him in the NBA. I think he can help the Sixers, but he's also not a guy who's going to be kind of reliable and dominant every night.
All right, he's a free agent too at the end of the year, Andrew. Is he back in Philly or not?
I think he is back in Philly, but I mean, Angelo, this is why the whole plan was so crazy. It's like they traded four picks for this guy, and at this point, you're pot committed. So regardless of what you think of Tobias Harris, you kind of have to offer him a max deal. And so I think for that reason, he comes back, and you take Jimmy Butler off the team potentially, and maybe there are more opportunities for him, and he ends up being worth whatever the Sixers have to pay him this summer. But it's a big, big bet to make. I mean, that's like they're going to owe him $25 or $30 million a year.
Wow. Andrew, finally, and I think you've demonstrated what I said when I introduced you. This guy really knows the NBA. Andrew, the Sixers going to survive the Nets in the first round?
I do think they will survive the Nets. I have to say, game one was kind of a wake-up call, though. Watching them struggle with the Nets was a reality check after a season of hearing this team talk about how when they got to the playoffs, talent was all that was going to matter. Now it's like, okay, well, so you're not as close to a title as everyone thought. But I think that they can kind of battle through this Brooklyn team. And if Embiid can get healthy, the door is still open for them to go to the conference finals or even the finals. But the Embiid stuff is scary. And that's the thing that I would worry about this spring is if he's not healthy, all the other questions are kind of irrelevant.
Andrew Sharp, SI, you got to read him. He's amazing. Andrew, can't thank you enough. You're spectacular. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Andrew, does that guy know his Al?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.